Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of August 15, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. This Thursday on Disney is the premiere of She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. This does seem to have a same feel as the comics. There will be sex, comedy, action, and fourth wall breaks. For TV pages, on Monday, AMC has the finale of Better Call Saul. For Tuesday, CW has the premieres of Leonardo and Devils, and TLC has the premiere of Seven Little Johnstons. For Wednesday, nothing. For Thursday, TLC has 60 Days In and Inmate to Roommate premiere. For Friday, nothing. For Saturday, ABC has the UFC premieres live, and A&E has Cold Case Files and American Justice premiere. For Sunday, TLC has the 90 Day Fiancé and I Love a Mama's Boy finale, and HBO has the premiere of House of Dragon. For movies coming out this week, there is Beast. Idris Elba stars in a pulse-pounding new thriller about a father and his two teenage daughters who find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion in proving that the savannah has but one apex predator. You also have Dragon Ball Super Superhero. The Red Ribbon Army from Goku's past has returned with two new androids to challenge him and his friends. For Blu-rays coming out this week, you have Jurassic Park Domination, The Black Phone, and Blowback. For online services, Netflix, you have Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist, Royal Teen, Look Both Ways, High Heat, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. This is a completely different version than anything you've seen before. The Girl in the Mirror, Echoes, Cleo, and The Next 365 Days. Hulu, you have Legacy, The True Story of the LA Lakers. Prime, you have Making the Cut, Season 3. Disney, like I said, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. HBO has Selena and the Chef. And Paramount has When You Least Expect It. For video games coming out this week, there is Multiverses, Blossom Tales 2, The Minotaur Prince, Roller Dome, Kirby's Dream Buffet, Curse to Golf, RPG Time, The Legend of Wright, We Are OKF, and Madden 23. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of most of our shows, but the schedule is subject to change. For one more thing, 2021 and 22 has seen a glut of releases for sci-fi fantasy, from superheroes with as a detective to kung fu varieties to multiverse mothers and lawyers on the verge of Breaking Bad. With all of that comes award season, the Saturn Awards. Now, what makes the Saturn Awards probably the premier geek award show is the specification of the categories. The Oscars and the Emmys have a few categories, and none of them are too specific. The Saturn Awards have categories such as the best superhero film, sci-fi, fantasy, horror, thriller, and action-adventure categories. They don't lump everything together and give the different genres a chance to shine. In television, they separate from broadcast and cable from the streaming services. So film-wise, Disney has a nominee or two in pretty much every category, but it's The Batman with the most nominations, including Best Superhero Film, Best Actor for Robert Pattinson, Best Supporting Actor for Colin Farrell and Paul Dano. Beyond the two big juggernauts are indie darlings such as Everything Everywhere All the Time, Crimes of the Future, and RRR got nominations in Best Sci-Fi, Action, or International Film. In TV, AMC's Better Call Saul earned 7 nominations, most of them in the supporting actor category, with Tony Dalton, Jonathan Banks, Michael Mando, and Patrick Fabian. The streaming hits such as Loki, Severance, and Obi-Wan Kenobi received acting and genre nominations. Even the animated categories are packed with things like The Invincible and Arcane and Star Trek Lower Decks among the nominees. The 50th annual Saturn Awards will be held on October 25th, and I'm sure after the awards, I will be giving you all of the winners. This has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. Or you can send us an email at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.